Clover, say hi. Hello and welcome to the second episode of Eco Life Podcast. I'm here with baby Clover, so she might be interrupting from time to time. And today I wanted to discuss self-improvement and a little bit about my flaws and the things that I would like to change and improve on. But honestly, I'm not going to go there. Why? My first podcast, listening to that for the 30th time today, was so low energy. And that is not what I want for this podcast. So I'm going to leave that in yesterday, along with all the ums that I said yesterday, and along with the I wannas. Did you hear how many times I said I wanna in that first episode? I wanna. Honestly, what is wanna? I need to enunciate my words. I want to. I don't wanna. Anyways, so those are two things that I wanted to leave in yesterday. Along with that low energy. That is not me. Honestly, I was up until 4 o'clock in the morning. I submitted that first episode at 4 o'clock in the morning. I was up all night, deleting and re-recording and trying to get it right. I just wanted to get it done, and I did, and I'm proud that I got that done, and you guys have the opportunity to hear a little more about my story and what I'm doing and my goals. So what we're actually going to be talking about today is who we are, who we are. And the reason I am talking about that is because how can you understand my perspective, or really anything that's going on around you, if you don't understand who you are? As a human, who are we? And this is a question that I might have to take a couple episodes to answer, because it's a little tricky. It's a tricky question. But all in all, the word human. Starts with hue. Hue meaning light, a source of light. Humans are light and sound energy. We are an energy. What is this energy? A lot of people have different names for this energy. Okay? Some people call it God. Some people call it the higher source. Some people call it nature. Hi, baby. Yeah. So there's lots of different ways that you can describe this energy. But for this episode, I think we'll just say God. Throw it out there. And a few things that we're going to discuss is, one, Genesis. I'm going to tap into the first book and really help you understand it from a spiritually awakened perspective, I guess. Because growing up, I was a Catholic, a Roman Catholic, all of my childhood. And, you know, growing up, I went to my Bible classes. I was a confirmation teacher and very involved in the church. But I'm a very logical person, so I could never make the connection between the scriptures and myself. I just couldn't see it as truth. But now that I have a different perspective, I understand that these stories are very easily misinterpreted, especially by people who are not spiritually awakened. And let's just put it out there that most people are lost and they just don't know who they are. So now we've discussed the hue part of the word human, and next we're going to discuss the man part of the word human. Man, human, what does that mean? Man, to operate. We are humans. We are operating the hue. We are vehicles. Vehicles for the light. And what is the light? The light is God. It's source energy. So we are vessels for the energy of God, for the consciousness of God, for the consciousness of source. And what do we do? God is living through us. He's experiencing himself in every form and possibility imaginable. And that's what we are. We are all one. We are all the same. We are just experiencing different realities. Human. So yeah. Now we're going to get into Genesis. And why I'm so passionate about this. So many Christians are lost to who they are. So many people in general are lost to who they are. And ironically, for Christians, it says it right there. First story in the Bible, Genesis. Let's get into the story of creation. Here we go. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. So this is talking about the first physical reality. Before this, everything was spiritual. There was darkness. There was nothing tangible. There was no time. There was no time. And space was irrelevant. Now, so God is saying, let there be light. As a child, I was like, all right, so he's just like, boom, let there be light, and the sun comes out of nowhere, and he's just like saying things, and it's just happening, and this is where faith comes in, I guess. Or this is where your spiritual knowledge comes in, because logically, through a spiritually awakened perspective, you can start to decipher what's going on here. For example, we are humans. Humans. Operators of light. Operators of light. We control and operate light energy. So what is he doing? He is a master of light energy manipulation. He is speaking his vision into reality. Where do we see that evident in human technology? Human technology is an example, can be an example of what God is doing. Right now, we are not that advanced. We don't have natural technology yet. We're just dipping our fingers into that, into the sciences of the science of that is not physical, that is not matter, that's not tangible, spirit science. Humans are just starting to dip their toes into spirit science. But we have Alexa, and when we speak, Alexa, turn on the kitchen light, she instantly, our words are manifested into action through our technology, through physical human technology. God is on a whole different level. He is operating. He is controlling light. He is operating it in a way that he's able to speak his ideas into creation. He is the master of light. Now, let's continue. Let's continue with Genesis. God said, "Let there be a vault between the waters to separate water from water." So God made the vault and separated the water under the vault from the water above it. And it was so. God called the vault sky, and there was evening and there was morning, the second day. Referring to the sky as a vault. That's interesting. A vault. Something closed. A closed system. Something very unlikely to be penetrated. Something secure. The sky is a vault. Take note of that. Let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear. It was so. God called the dry ground land, and the gathered waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. All right, here we go. Things are about to get real now. Before we get real, let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let the ground appear. It was so. God called the ground land, and the waters he called seas, and God saw that it was good. So now, this is the second day. Again, as a child, as a teenager, growing up in the Roman Catholic religion, these concepts were incredibly difficult for a logical child to grasp. To me, No, no way he can make all of that in one day, 2 days. But in my spiritual perspective, I know now that God, the creator, source energy, is outside of time. He is outside of space and time. He exists before space and time, what we consider space and time. So he doesn't follow the same rules as us. When science goes back and says, you know, the earth is this many years, it took this long for evolution. Yes, it did. In human years, human time, God is existing outside of time, and his thoughts are instantly manifested into creation, manifested into physical existence. So, now we're moving on, and things are getting real. So this is Genesis 1:11. Then God said, "Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it." Emphasis on the seed. "According to their various kinds." And it was so. According to their various kinds. So the land is producing vegetation. This is the first thing he did after creating light. I don't like saying he. I'm gonna say they, because it's more politically correct. I'm gonna say that. Then God said, "Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kinds." And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. What? All right. So, created vegetation. We're going to skip forward past the part where he created lights in the vault, because I'm really not ready to press on the topic of the flat earth theory right now, but we will discuss that in the future. So we're gonna move on to verse 20, Genesis chapter 1, verse 20. And God said, "Let the water teem with living creatures, and let birds fly over the earth across the vault of the sky." So God created the great creatures of the sea, and every living thing with which the water teems, and that moves about in it, according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Okay, here we go. God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and increase in number, and fill the water in the seas, and let the birds increase on the earth." And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. Verse 24, and God said, "Let the land produce living creatures to their kinds, the livestock, the creatures that move along the ground, and the wild animals, each according to its kind." It was so, and it was so. God made the wild animals according to their kinds, the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that moved along the ground according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. And why did he make the animals before the humans? Just a question. All right, move it. Oh, man. So So God created mankind. Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness." I want to talk about the phrasing here, okay? This video is going to be way too long, but it has to be discussed. So let's do it. Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness." Who is this our? There must be more of they, of God, of source energy. There must be more. And now, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the seas and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Then God said, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food." This is it. This is our instruction manual. I was saying earlier, animals, they have these instincts. They know what they're supposed to do. They're here in their place. Animals, they don't step out of their role in the ecosystem. They eat the food that they were designed to eat. How about humans? Let's look at ourselves, analyze what we do. We eat everything. We will literally eat dogs, cats, frogs, anything. We eat foods that are not edible. Okay? This is our instruction manual. He said, eat fruit. You have fruit. Every single seed-bearing fruit for food. This is what we were given. This is what we were designed for. This is how we get to our godliness. Cleanliness is godliness. Having a clean diet brings us closer to our true nature, to our godliness. Now, that is our role. We eat fruit, and we are here to look over wildlife. We are here to look over the animals, to take care of them, to protect them, to love them. We're here to eat fruit and love animals, that's all. That's our purpose. And somewhere we've decided that we wanted to experience more. We wanted to experience bipolarity. That is something that I will talk about in the next episode.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that is a wrap. So I want to say thank you. Thank you so much for listening today. I really hope you liked what you heard. I am looking forward to making more content, and I hope you follow and stay tuned. I want to leave you with one last thought, and that is, I want you today to leave something, a little bit of yourself, in the past. Leave a little bit of yourself in yesterday. So if there is something that you want to change, could be anything small, like maybe you want to yell at your kids less, or maybe you want to bring reusable bags to the supermarket. Whatever it is, whatever you think something feasible for you that you can change today, take the action, leave that you in yesterday, and start a new you today, so that every day you can be a little better than you were yesterday. Okay? Try it out. Let me know how it goes, guys. I love you so much. Thanks for joining me. This is Marilyn Melendez with the Eco Life Podcast, signing off. Bye-bye.